The money is coming from the National Institutes of Health and is being funded through the National Cancer Institute.
And why is this research important to do?
Well, severe obesity affects over 15 million U.S. adults, and it increases health care costs by more than $11 billion annually.
What evidence is there that severely obese people are at greater risk for getting cancer than other groups?
Well, as a patient's body mass index increases, so does the risk for and the mortality associated with many specific types of cancer, including postmenopausal breast cancer, endometrial cancer, ovarian cancer, colon cancer, and pancreatic cancer.
And does that span across all groups, gender and ethnicity, for example?
It does. You know, women are at increased risk of the postmenopausal breast cancer, and the risk goes up with age.
And if your study finds that the cancer risk is reduced through bariatric surgery, will we see that as a cancer preventative measure?
That is a possibility. The primary goal of this study is to examine the association between weight reduction through bariatric surgery and cancer risk. And if we find that they are associated, to establish the degree of weight loss that is necessary to lower the risk of cancer.
If those results are as you predict, is bariatric surgery the only preventative, or will we see people who are just attempting to lose weight other ways as a cancer preventative measure?
Well, if we find that the cancer risk reduction varies by how much weight you lose, then I think that will suggest that we could say losing weight in other ways other than bariatric surgery will reduce your risk.
This is such an interesting study. What made you decide to take a look at this and look more deeply into the relationship between obesity and cancer?
Yeah, obesity has been an established risk factor for cancer, but we were wondering, you know, if patients lose weight, does that reduce your risk? Several small studies have suggested that that is the case, but we wanted to undertake a large study here that hopefully give us the final answer.
And bariatric surgery is commonly used for people who can't lose weight other ways or have a difficult time. Is that right?
Well, there are lots of reasons for getting bariatric surgery. If you have other obesity-associated conditions, such as diabetes or hypertension, it can be very helpful. If patients have tried to lose weight other ways and have failed, it can be helpful. So there are a lot of reasons to pursue bariatric surgery.
How long will your study take, and when can we expect to hear about the results?
It's a 3-year study, and we expect to have results initially in about a year and a half.
You can find out how to get more information about this study on our website at wnku.org under local news. Dr. Schauer, thank you.
Thank you.